Dr. Anthony Fauci retired as the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in December. This week, the NIH announced who will be replacing Dr. Fauci, and her name is Dr. Jeannie Marazzo. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has been speaking to friends and colleagues to learn about who she is.
Dr. Jeannie Marazzo isn't quite a household name, although she was frequently on TV as an expert during the height of the COVID pandemic. She has striking white curls and bright blue glasses. Here she is in the fall of 2020 on CNN.
So a couple of things. I do not think we should outlaw socialization.
Anyone tapped to succeed Dr. Fauci has big shoes to fill. He held the job, director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases at NIH, for decades. He is a household name, both loved and vilified. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is the president of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. He's thrilled by the news of Marazzo's appointment. He says Marazzo and Fauci do have a few things in common.
They're both of Italian descent. They're both HIV physicians. And they're both superb communicators.
But Marazzo is truly her own person, he says.
I love Dr. Fauci. He's great. But at the same time, we need to get over, right? I mean, the Fauci era is over. Now it's the Marazzo era.
Jeannie Marazzo grew up in Pennsylvania near Scranton. She went to Harvard and then got her MD from Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. Before she took her current job, running the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, she spent years at the University of Washington. Jen Balkus met her there. She now works in public health for Seattle and King County. Marazzo was a key mentor as Balkus got her doctorate.
She finds these ways to like encourage and push and foster growth and development in people, but at the same time, allowing them to be the person that they want and need and should be.
The director of infectious diseases at NIH is a big job, running an institute with a $6.3 billion budget. Another friend and colleague, Sharon Hillier of the University of Pittsburgh, says Marazzo has a lot to tackle.
A lot of infections that used to only be found more in the tropics moving to the subtropics as climate has changed. It's a burgeoning epidemic of sexually transmitted infections and, you know, global health, including HIV, but not just HIV.
Friends describe Marazzo as a straight shooter, a kind colleague with a great laugh who loves going out for dinner. She's openly gay, and Balkus says she's also joyful and fun. She thinks about an annual conference they both attend.
Part of the meeting culminates in a gala dance, and Jeannie is always, always on the dance floor.
Dr. Jeannie Marazzo will take her position at NIH in the fall. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.